What is the reason for that? The reason for this is not simply to march and destroy, but to prepare the brain for this. Not your personality, rudimentary knowledge that you gained in this life. That's all stored up here. Though it's stored in here, it's superfluous. It really is. If it was really important, you would never die. But it's superfluous. So it's stored up here. A dut, da dut, da dut, like a radio wave, could mean the color blue. And so the brain, in frequency, creates a frequency. And in your head, you think you're seeing a picture. It's created by frequency, stored in this center here. What it does, this part of your brain here has its own direct link to the frontal lobe. It bypasses all of this. If it does, this is how I work in this body. I move in through, overlay the body in a bandwork. That bandwork is part the woman's bandwork and part mine. I move in through the back of the head. I, meaning the consciousness that I am. I move up, and at times may utilize all the memory stored up here. But when this no longer has sufficient information, I bypass it and use information in here. Then I take that information and I put it up here in the front. So that frontal information is continuously manifesting. When you learn to talk to your God, the sun, we will learn to talk to it in stages of bodies, which you will learn about. When we tap the resource of this infinite knowledge, then we will be tapping it by first erupting it with energy and preparing the brain to allow this then to start talking. When I say talking, this part of your brain, where your bands, the ancient part of your bands, will be affecting the brain, it will be coming through this center. Information coming through this center is no different than the radio waves that your brain picks up, or your radio set picks up, your receiver picks up. Then information coming from the subconscious mind is a collection of knowledge, be it at any time, be it at any level, be it anywhere. Then those bands rotate and infinite unknown starts coming this way. And when it does, it uses this. And it comes right here. All the language faculties start to work. The eyes start to work. But more important, the eyes and the language faculty is being motivated by a consciousness superior to present consciousness in the body. Now, who are you? Well, you have a name and a social security number, and you have a place that you were born. But that's as far back as you can remember. So you, body, mind, consciousness, is ignorant compared to the vast knowledge that lies with another entity. The other entity is your God. It is the one that sits behind the veil and observes you. It is the one that observes all your thoughts because it is right there when it all happens. It knows all of your thoughts because it is perceiving the brain as it conceives its models. And it is the one that when it moves through you and baptizes you in the fire, which is the raising of the kundalini, when you are baptized in fire, then the personality that someone gave you and cultivated in you becomes diminished. And a greater being comes to the front of the surface. That greater being uses this part of the brain to access this. What is the importance of gaining remedial knowledge even on this level? Further, what is the importance of gaining philosophy on this level? To exaggerate the personality. To exaggerate to such a point that it intimidates it. And if it does, then if models are allowed to be conceived in the brain that are commensurate with that which is termed a different personality, then we make room for that personality to be more cognitive and more present in the body than the personality to which we have little respect and mostly disdain for. I want you to turn to your neighbor and explain now the areas of the brain we studied so far, the unwinding of the serpent storming through, what it does, how it gets there, and what is the purpose, the importance of the frontal lobe. You may begin.